Good evening. This is a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is April 20th, 2020. The time is 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Alex Steinberg, and I am convening this meeting. We do not have a secretary yet, so would somebody like to volunteer to call the roll so that we establish quorum? Okay, then I guess I'll do it myself. I don't actually have a list in front of me, but I think I can do it from memory. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present, Jeff.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
James Sagerton. Okay. Dwayne Clark. Okay, he's not present. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Alex Steinberg, I'm here. Lydia Brazan. Not here yet. Robin Collier.
Present.
Heather Gray. Okay. That makes six present. That is a quorum. So this meeting is convened. And I sent you all a draft agenda.
Dwayne on the call.
Oh, okay. Dwayne, okay. So you'll be marked as present. I sent you all a draft agenda, and I guess since we've taken roll call, one thing I left out of the draft agenda approval.
So let me do that. Item number three, the new item number three. The agenda approval.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented in the draft?
Chair, can you give me a minute or two, because I'm just pulling it up? Is that a fair ask?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we still need a motion to approve the agenda, though. Anyone wish to make that motion?
This is Vanessa. I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. I'll read the outline of the agenda for the benefit of those listening. The approval of the agenda is item number three. Item number four is nominations for chair and secretary. Item number five is a motion to enable email elections for chair and secretary using the same protocols that we use for committee memberships. Item number six is a discussion of a strategic plan required for our audit. Item number seven is setting dates for future meetings, and we're set to return no later than 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, are there any objections or amendments to the agenda?
Chair, I cannot find the agenda. Okay, I do have a request. I have a request that I have emailed the committee, as far as the people that I know that are on the committee, a motion from the KPFK Governance Committee, and I'd like to have that discussed.
Is this the one? I mean, I have something you sent. I don't know if this is the one. Is it the one that says, whereas the impact of the COVID-19, does it start like that?
Yes.
Okay, it's on the agenda.
Thank you. So I have no objection.
Okay. Are there any objections to the agenda as provided in the draft? Okay, hearing no objection, the draft agenda is approved. First then is the nominations for chair and secretary. Do we have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Alex as the chair.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other nominations? Okay, if there are no further nominations, then I guess I'm the chair. we don't have to have an election in that case. How about nominations for secretary of the committee? Do we have any nominations?
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Grace Avin if she's willing to do it.
I'm kind of overwhelmed with other national board secretary duties, but I'd prefer it if somebody else was the secretary.
Thank you. In that case, can I have another nomination, Chair?
Sure. What is your nomination?
I'd like to nominate Vanessa Ditson Briggs to consider.
I felt it in my bones. No, no, thank you, but I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. All right.
Any other nominations?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. After the speaker.
Okay. This is Grace.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Robin Collier.
I really don't have time to do that with all the other
people. Okay, Chair.
Sorry.
Now I would like to be recognized.
Okay, Mr. Lark.
Stop this merry-go-round. As it is a small small committee, and we're operating under very casual rules, I believe it's going to fall on the chair to do his own secretary until further notice.
I will not be the secretary.
Well, you obviously don't have anybody on this line that wants to do so. It's going to fall on you to take the note.
It will not happen. Somebody has to step up to the plate.
No one don't have to step up to the plate. You take on the responsibility of chair, and if you read Robert Rule, when you do take on responsibility of chair and you don't have anyone who's willing to do it, you are responsible for any minutes or any notes to be taken.
I think we've heard enough. You asked a question, I answered you.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized. If,
yes,
Mr. Lawrence. I'd like to request that somebody that has email access right now send me the agenda because I cannot find it in my email. Thank you. And I'm not a good secretary. Sorry, I don't have concentration to do that.
Okay. Well, we're going to just have the secretary position open. Okay.
Good note.
Who's banging pots? Somebody's banging pots.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah. Not me already. Mute themselves, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Grace, can you send me the agenda, please?
I'll try. Yeah.
Okay.
So my
Okay. And then the next The next item was to enable elections, but there was no contest for chair, and nobody volunteered for secretary, so at this point there are no elections. So we'll skip that agenda item, and we'll go straight to a discussion of a strategic plan that is required. We have a requirement from our auditor that the National Board has to approve a strategic plan. And I would like this body to approve the
strategic plan. Thank you, Robin. I got it, Grace.
Okay. I would like this body to approve the strategic plan that was submitted by myself and Grace Aaron. It's certainly far from a comprehensive plan, but I think it's a good outline, and we need to get this approved as soon as possible in order to facilitate the audit.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
So I will read the motion. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board adopt the following outline of a strategic plan to address Pacifica's financial challenges. The goal of the strategic plan is to improve the financial picture in such a way as we no longer have deficit budgets and that we begin to create a reserve fund both to pay off debts and to invest in development efforts. And then there's several numbered items. Number one is improve programming as the first priority. I'm not going to read the entire description. I'll just read the highlights here. Two, reinforce our commitment to the Pacifica mission statement. Three, ensure that all our stations become multimedia outlets. Four, partner with other media outlets. Five, invest in market research. Six, institute best practices. Seven, trim expenses carefully. Eight, begin immediately to refinance the $3.2 million remaining on the settlement loan while doing all possible to reduce the principal. Nine, investigate and eliminate any impediments to timely financial reports and ensure that our annual audits are up to date so that we are eligible for Corporation for Public Broadcast funding and other grants. 10, prioritize grant and major donor funding efforts. 11, ensure that the Pacifica National Board Committee and the Strategic Planning Committee receive timely and accurate financial reports so that we can plan for revenue and expenses going forward. 12, ensure that audits are completed in a timely manner so that we can become once more eligible for restoration of CPB funding as well as miscellaneous grants. In addition to the above measures, the COVID-19 pandemic has created immense immediate problems for businesses and especially nonprofits that rely on contributions from the public. We are applying for recently enacted federal and municipal loans and grants to help us weather the immediate period of the next few months. The effectiveness of this strategic plan will be monitored carefully on an ongoing basis by the interim executive director with the assistance of the strategic planning committee. Implementation of this overall plan will require different adaptations at each business unit. Where necessary, modifications and refinements will be made to adjust for changing circumstances. Okay, that's the motion. The floor is open for discussion.
Robin.
Again, Grace for the stack.
Okay, Robin, then Grace.
Lawrence, I'd like to make that, please. Actually, it was Lawrence and Dwayne who asked first.
Really? I heard Robin.
I could, Robin. I could go when I just messed it. Okay. Robin, go ahead.
Okay, I want to make an amendment. It's simple. I sent it out a couple 10 minutes before the meeting. A priority issue was made for paying NITA and our auditors and repaying any funds taken from a unit or department to pay any other unit's payroll.
Where would you like to place that language?
It could be 13, I mean, it kind of applies to different sections of the, but it just makes clear that we need to pay needed on our auditors or we won't be able to do any of the things that are prioritized. And
why don't we put it, after 12, it sounds to me like it belongs in the section where we're talking about the immediate issues of the pandemic and so on.
That's fine. And the issue with the paying payroll, again, the affiliates department had $47,000 completely wiping out its reserve. And in this situation where it's trying to collect contracts from, you know, the stations who are all affiliates who have very little money at this time, they're really put in a really hard place. So if money's borrowed from one unit, it has to be paid, you know, as soon as possible.
We are in a very tricky situation. Are there any objections to this amendment?
I'm not that happy with the amendment because it takes away the possibility of the executive director prioritizing. So, for instance, there may be something more pressing than paying NETA or the auditors that may come up. And this kind of, if it's taken seriously, would mean that those things can't be done. So, for instance, possibly we need to pay the interest on the $3.2 million loan, and that might take priority over paying NETA or the auditor. Or... for instance, we're possibly sending money to the pension plans might be necessary in order to avoid a Department of Labor investigation. I don't think that we should be forcing the executive director to violate a strategic plan or to prioritize incorrectly. And obviously, for a while, these things have had to not be paid because there were other much more pressing matters that had to be paid. So I think it's micromanaging the executive director, so I object.
Okay, we have I'll take a stack. Okay, Robin, you can go first.
Well, it's my understanding that NETA we're 6 months behind paying NETA. We may no longer have any accounting. The audit is almost done for 2018, but it's sitting there because they haven't been paid. How are you going to achieve all these other points in the strategic plan if you don't address those two things? I mean, obviously, Lydia has a lot of priorities she's going to be forced with. It doesn't say it's the first priority. It just says it's a priority. So... I hope people will consider this.
Anybody else?
Okay, where are we?
As a follow-up.
On the stack?
We have a new stack. We're discussing an amendment.
Well, I'd like to...
Launch the stack, please.
Hold on. I heard Grace, then Lawrence. Okay, Grace.
Some language to make it somewhat optional, such as if at all possible. I have the wording in front of me.
I would accept that addition.
And I fully understand, but in a situation where, for instance, and this is not a far-fetched situation, in a hypothetical situation where pension plan arrears have to be paid, that takes priority because we just resolved a Department of Labor dispute that cost us a lot of money in legal fees. So there's some things that are against the law to ignore. And unfortunately, it's not against the law to hold off on paying NETA or to hold off on paying a unit that we owe money to. So judgment has to – a hard and fast rule should not be put into immortal left in a strategic plan, in my opinion.
Somebody needs to put themselves on mute.
Whoever is making that background noise, could you mute yourself? Okay, so we have an amendment to the amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, the amended amendment is passes. And so are there any objections to adding the amendment, to adding Robin's amendment as amended to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then it's time to vote on the motion as a whole. Are there any objections to voting on this motion as a whole? And keep in mind that this language is not necessarily set in stone. It could be further amended and further refined, but we need some kind of a template so that we have something to present our auditor. Okay. Going once, going twice, hearing no objection, the motion is approved. Okay, thank you, everybody. That was very nice and efficient. We have one more.
Wait, excuse me. Now, what we just voted on was Robin's amendment, but we didn't vote on the totality of the motion.
No, we just did.
No.
We just announced.
That's not what I was understanding, because initially I asked you for the floor. Then you said that we were voting on an amendment. And I didn't get a chance to speak on the whole.
Dwayne, I asked if there are any objections to the motion as a whole, and I heard none.
No, you didn't use that term, Alex. You did not.
I didn't understand that either, Alex. You mean the whole strategic plan?
Now. Let's be fair.
You mean the whole
I'll do it again then.
Well,
are
no,
there
you
any
don't have to.
Give me the floor, as I've asked for the last 5 minutes, so I can speak to what my concerns are.
Dwayne, I'm asking now, are there any objections?
It's not enough.
To the as amended.
What? I didn't hear you, Alex. Repeat it to the strategic plan.
Are there
any
to plan as amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. I have a...
Yes, I'd like to discuss it.
The whole purpose.
Okay, we have an objection from... I thought I heard Dwayne and maybe Lawrence and Grace. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I voted... I didn't say nothing because you said the amendment. But I don't recall you saying...
I did it again. So go ahead, Dwayne. Your turn.
Okay, thanks. While I have no objection, what I want to do is ask two questions and maybe a follow-up to get a better understanding. When was this sent out, or was it sent out, in terms of what you just read about the strategic plan motion that will be going before the PNB?
It was sent out at 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't have a chance to see it. Okay. I didn't hear you, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't hear in any of those bullets or cite a fundraising committee or some apparatus that is going to be responsible for creating some money to do the various things that have been mandated in this motion.
There actually is some language about a fundraising. I didn't read a single word of this motion.
Well, that's why it's important for me to read it before I can vote for it.
Let me find the clause. Hold on.
Robin, it's number 10.
Number 10. Okay. Number 10, prioritize grants and major donor funding efforts, create local fundraising committees, and hire professional fundraisers.
Well, you do cover the local fundraisers, but you said I still don't hear anything about the PNB members' responsibility for creating modalities and creating fundraising opportunities and raising some of these funds that we obviously don't have now. So my only concern in a strategic plan, and I understand that you're trying to get something to or for auditors' purposes, but what timeline are we looking at in terms of the auditors actually having a final product for us to approve as a PNB?
I can't give you an exact date, but I believe we're talking about on the order of 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, that sounds good, because what my larger concern is, since this is our first meeting, and much of that was done in the previous committee, of which I was not privy to be a part of, although I did run for it last year. I was not chosen to be on any committee, and I wanted to be on the strategic committee. Since we apparently do have at least 3 weeks before this absolutely has to be inserted into any document that the auditors are going to create, I'd like to take a little more time to make sure the fundraising concept and a couple other issues are in this motion before I can support it.
So you want to make a motion to postpone consideration? What are you going to do?
Well, I think that would be better in order, and maybe we'll have a meeting in the next 2 or 3 weeks, follow-up meeting, and you and I and others can discuss refining what I heard about fundraising, because it does address local, but it simply doesn't address our responsibility as PNB members, and I certainly want that addressed. And so I would motion that we postpone voting on this item until 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Okay, we have a motion to postpone. Let me put myself on the stack. I think we need to get something out tonight. This may not be perfect, but we need a time.
Alex, you need to be questioned as a second.
I'm going to vote not to postpone.
This is Grace. I object to postponing because I think there's a good chance that the audit may be ready.
Alex?
Okay.
We do have a stack.
Okay, sorry, I'd like to be on the stack. I have an objecting to this motion to postpone.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. The audit may be ready within 2 weeks, and I would suggest two things. One,
I'm sorry. You know, I am so sorry about this.
I thought you'd speak up.
You allow people to jump the stack. You have essentially cut off people from speaking on this thing, and now you went right to Grace when I was on the stack.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Lawrence.
You may not think that what I have to say is important.
I didn't hear you, Lawrence. Okay, Lawrence. Go ahead. I did not hear you.
No disrespect to you, Grace.
I have a point of order, Lawrence.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think it's a misunderstanding here. Whenever another motion happens within a motion, then a new stack is formed. So if we're considering now Dwayne's motion to postpone, which is totally, and the stack for that is totally different from the stack that has to do with the whole entire strategic plan.
That's correct.
So I think I understand, Lawrence, that the frustration, because you are on the stack. But unless you want to speak to Dwayne's motion to postpone, and you would have to get on that stack separately. And I just simply requested to be on the stack for that before you did. You're being on the stack for the entire motion is a separate stack. Which hopefully
Alex will
remember.
This is Lydia. I'm muted and I'm listening. I'm not really participating on this.
Okay.
Anyway,
Let's let Lawrence get on the stack, then Grace.
That's fine. That explanation is fine with me. If Grace wants to go before I do, that's fine.
Up to you.
Okay. All right. And And I suggest, Lawrence, if you want to be on the stack to talk about the motion to postpone.
I think I've been around long enough to know when I request a stack, that, or anybody requests a stack, that that needs to be respected. I'm yielding to you, Grace, because you have a different point. I do want to address the postponement as well. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I object to this because the audit is pretty close to completion. There is a chance that it will be complete within 2 weeks, in which case there may be a request for a strategic plan within a week, and the strategic plan needs to be approved by the PNB. So we just don't have that kind of three-week time because we may not have a PNB meeting in time to approve the strategic plan. So I think if we can get a strategic plan in any kind of form ready tonight, and then we can amend it later, especially if we have extra time. But I'd also like to suggest that in the Duane's comment, which I think is a very legitimate one, we could just simply add, this would be point number 10, prioritize grant and major donor funding efforts, period, create national and local. So I would add the words create national and local fundraising committees and hire professional fundraisers.
That's not what we're discussing.
No, I know that. But if you hold that aside for when we get back to the...
But it's off topic.
Okay, I understand. Okay, now I'm done.
Lawrence? Thank you, Chair. So, I support Duane's postponement. And if it's that urgent, and I believe it is urgent that we act as soon as possible, I don't see why this committee cannot convene another meeting within a week. I don't feel comfortable with the fact that this thing was thrust upon us at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I think it should have been sent out when the notice for the meeting was sent out. This way we could have had time to edify ourselves in regards to this proposal. This is a major proposal, and I feel that it's kind of doing business the old way in terms of, and we defeated the referendum not only for the sake of WBAI and prevent a sale or swap of WBAI and restore some normalcy to WBAI, but we also had a platform on Pacific Red Fightback that we would do business as that platform was laid out. And part of that platform is to be transparent. And you know, because I know I've been asking for that for many years. Listeners have been asking for that for many years. And me as a director, if I cannot get timely information, how do you expect me to support something like this without having it in front of me, you know, before the meeting? Like days when the announcement was sent out by Alex that he was convening this meeting, that's when this proposal should have been sent out. I feel like this proposal was worked up maybe before the end of the day, and now it was, you know, it was thrust upon us. I share the concerns of that the affiliates have. But, you know, we are a family, and we all have to back each other up when we have to. So, we've always acted like a family, and I think we should continue to act like a family. And I think a healthy family is the way that we should act like. And the fact is that, you know, this is a very disappointing day, night for me, because I feel like there's some partisan proclivities that are surfacing right now in terms of doing business the old way again, you know, where, you know, we have to rush something
aside because...
Hold on. I'm not done. I'm almost done.
You're going on for a while now.
Well, a lot of people have. But so anyway, I find it difficult for me to be able to study something like this without studying something like this to give it my
my support at this time. Okay, let me just say something here.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, Lydia.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say something. I sympathize with your frustration at getting this at the last minute, but I have to explain that I have had some very difficult circumstances in the last 2 weeks. I have been very much under the weather, and I have not had the energy that I should have in order to prepare for meetings like this. But nevertheless, I think we need to pass some kind of a template for a strategic plan. You could always amend it when it comes up for a vote Thursday evening. And there's nothing wrong with suggesting amendments when the final vote on the PNB takes place. So I do apologize, but I still think we need to pass this tonight. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I don't know what's been proposed. So if someone can send me what's been proposed. I have something from email support. Isn't that Lawrence?
You didn't get the draft agenda that I sent out?
Hold on a second. No.
Vanessa to the stack when it's appropriate.
This is what I'm talking about. Our IED doesn't even happen.
My question is, does the committee have what was previously approved by the board for the auditor, the recovery plans? I mean, I did one in 2016, which was approved by the auditor, approved by the board, and I can send that. But since then, I don't know what we submitted for 17 and 18 as approved by the board.
There was something that plan submitted by Sam Agarwal in 2017, and it was not a real strategic plan in any sense, in my opinion. And we did not, we never approved a strategic plan in 2018 or 2019.
Right. And I think this, to be clear, this is actually the one for 2018 goal, for the 2018 audit, right, but that we're proposing right now for 2020. Okay.
No, it is not.
Just to be clear. Thank you.
I just sent you the
And Grace for the stack.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I heard somebody else. Was it Vanessa who wanted to speak?
Yes, it is. So I just want to say I have no reason to believe that Alex or anyone else is withholding information or intentionally providing it at the last minute. I also would be more comfortable if there was an opportunity to read it as compared to just hearing it. I'm brand new to the committee, brand new to the PNB, so I have also no reason that I'm aware of to distrust the information that's being given in terms of how soon this document would be needed by the auditors. I did get an agenda, by the way. So what I'd like to propose for consideration is to vote on it tonight on a provisional basis, attaching a contingency that it can be amended immediately by subsequent vote of the strategic planning committee or something to that effect, so we can do something tonight and then vote again. Give us an opportunity to read it, process it, and then vote again if necessary, so that it will be ready for the auditors.
Okay. Dwayne to the stand.
We're debating now whether to postpone the motion or not. if we vote not to postpone, then the motion is back on the table and you could suggest another amendment. Go ahead, Dwayne.
And Greg,
no, Greg,
I asked
Greg's
for the staff.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm after Grace. That's fine.
Okay, Grace, then Dwayne.
Okay, Alex, Vanessa, what Vanessa just said might be, could be a substitute for Dwayne's motion to postpone what she just stated. Don't you think?
I don't think it's relevant.
I think you either postpone or you don't postpone. I don't know what it means.
Okay, all right, but I agree with Vanessa. But anyway, getting back to this, I would like to say that it is unfortunate that this wasn't sent earlier. Alex has not been feeling well. He asked me a couple of days ago to send him, and I delayed a little bit. Strategic plan. I had told him that I had worked on a strategic plan for the No campaign when we were sending out email blasts, because there was a lot of requests for, well, what do we do? What will the board do? So in working up the strategic plan, I worked it a lot and ran it by a lot of people in the Fight Back group. So part of the wording in this strategic plan is from Michael Novick. Part of it is from Averna and other people from WPFW. And part of it is from Chandra Houtman and others from KPFA, who gave me feedback. And I added wording from Chandra, wording from Vanessa, wording from Michael in this strategic plan. And we poured over it. So it wasn't done specifically for the Strategic Planning Committee, and it's more of a public relations strategic plan in a sense, but I think it has the elements, all of the elements that would go into a strategic plan. So if that helps at all, I wanted to make that, I think we should, I'm going to vote against postponing this because I think we should do what Vanessa is suggesting.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Okay. We'll take Dwayne, Lawrence, and that's it. No more discussion after that.
Well, Lydia has to be on the stack here.
Oh, Lydia? Okay. Lydia, did you want to
Hi, speak? Yeah, I'm here. Okay, so I was just reviewing what I had submitted, which I'll send to you in a bit. I finally found it. In the past, and it's structured differently. It's just like, you know, 7 points, right? So, it still seems very global in terms of what is put out, improving programming. I think what is really lacking and potent is that we need to be more immediately responsive to the situation right now. It's COVID-19, yes, but it's COVID-19 and the economic downturn with the possibility of not only a recession but a depression in the offing, and that our programming needs to be that urgent. That's what separates it from always saying, oh, we're improving, let's improve programming, for example. That's just one example. But also, it's just not specific. So that, for example, when I did it in 16, I started that we needed to do, you know, these fundraising mailings within the month to test the efficacy of lists and so on and so forth. You know, just various items. Open up an internet station in Chicago. That was then. And, you know, various issues, very specific, 1 through 7. I think that's what would be in order here, is really a recovery plan. We haven't recovered from forever, from a long time due to a whole list of things that I mentioned in my prologue to this thing, which I'll send. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a different prologue because what this is, it's something that has to meet the standard of the auditor. When I did this, I first had discussions with the auditor. What is it that is going to turn us around to simply say we're going to improve programming? Well, one would hope that that and adhering to the mission statement has always been there because everyone has a different interpretation of what good programming is and what adherence to the mission statement is. So that doesn't really say that much. So it definitely needs to be reworked. And so I think postponement is in order. And scheduling another meeting a week from tonight, for example, if it's available. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. Who else was on the stack?
Oh, I'm sorry. And I just wanted to say that part of it was why some of the things that were in Lawrence's proposal and in the formation of the COVID-19 programming speaks to the urgency of the moment and a departure from our standard programming, ongoing. That's it.
So you
Sorry.
Got Dwayne and myself, Roger.
Okay, Dwayne, Lawrence, and that's it.
Okay, Dwayne? Since it is my motion, I want to speak last. Let Lawrence go before me.
Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate that. So, Vanessa, I may be a little jaded because I've seen stuff that was supposed to come out of of officers and never did. Stuff that I'm not, and Alex, I'm hoping and praying that you feel that you and you and Nina feel better, of course, and that. I'm not accusing you of withholding information. I'm just saying that it the appearance is what the old practices that was practiced when things were thrust upon people at the last minute. And I know you had the information, but you couldn't get it out. I have that. I hear you loud and clear. But there was a platform, and I'm glad that Grace alluded to it, the platform from the Pacifica Flight Back Group on the No campaign. So, again, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just stating that I don't want to see us practicing those old proclivities that were partisan and kind of, for lack of a better word, sneaky, and I don't want that to happen. So every time I see that that the processes and the procedures and the democracy is being left behind, I will speak up. So I guarantee you that coming from me every time, because I do not want the lack of transparency to rule the day like it used to. Thank you.
Okay, Dwayne.
And I will support the postponement.
Okay, thank you. The reason I bring this motion forward has nothing to do with some of the things that some may have interpreted about distrust or whatever. That's far beyond my thought. My thought is that even if it was sickness, that I don't sign contracts, I don't do anything unless I have an opportunity. I don't sign anything conditional as well. And if any of you have ever been part of a strategic plan, or making up a strategic plan, you will know what has been proposed here tonight is not a plan. It is a bullet. It's bullets of items. Plan, articulate, speculate, and propose remedies, specific methodologies. And so you have to stretch it real far to say that this is a strategic plan. Now, that's no indictment on anybody. That's just a fair fact. And to rush this under the cover of Alex can get it out because he was sick, and Grace admits that she largely put it together, so she could have sent it out.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
I like hearing myself, but I paused because there was some background noise. I haven't finished. Now, I think it's very important. I want to hear what you have to say, Chair. Go ahead.
I said I'd appreciate it if you wrapped it up, that's all.
Well, you see, Chair, I have a problem with that, because if we can't discuss things at length and ad nauseum in a committee, we certainly don't have time to do it in the P&B. So this is the purpose for committees of the 35 years I've been serving on committees. The whole purpose is when our first meeting here as a strategic planning committee, then you say, let's rush and we got to get this done. And you can't even tell me specifically when the documents from the auditors are going to be done. So I'm appealing to those of you on this phone who really understand that in order for us to get off to a good start, we've got to be transparent with each other, patient with each other, and respect each other's concerns. Because if we go into this P&B meeting, as I'm feeling right now, and we show a non-agreeable front, we open up a can of worms that we haven't opened up in the last at least 9 to 10 months. And I'm not really wanting to do that, but if this is the kind of disposition you're going to take, that this thing is so important for me to support and vote on, not even having an opportunity to see it, or read it, and add to it, or revise it, then if that's where you want to go, fine. Let's go there.
Okay. Wayne, I don't see how you or Lawrence could complain that you haven't been given enough time. You and Lawrence have used up at least 5 times as much time tonight as everybody else on this call.
I been able to amend anything? So time has got nothing to do with making this document a better document.
We're going to a vote now.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with go right ahead.
You're going to a vote.
Chair, I'd like to make an amendment to Duane's motion to postpone.
What is your amendment?
Okay. Postpone for 1 week, and all suggestions postpone to a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee to be held 1 week from tonight. And for all suggestions about the strategic plan be sent to the entire committee, including from the ED, by Friday, this Friday at the latest, so we can all consider them thoroughly.
Okay.
I would second that.
Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay. Are there any objections to Duane's motion to postpone as amended by Grace? Going once, going twice. Okay. Then the motion to postpone as amended is passed. And we go to the next item on our agenda. And that's a motion from Lawrence. You can read this, Lawrence, and I will make a motion to postpone that one as well as soon as you read it. Lawrence, you want to go ahead and read your motion?
I was on mute. Sorry about that. I send this motion, I believe, on the 10th, of which gave everybody ample time. Again, I did not like the posture from the chair of this committee and his judgment on the intent of the KPFK Governance Committee in regards to this motion. So I'm trying to pull it up. Hold on, please.
What are you talking about? I haven't commented on this motion.
Yeah, you sent an email. You sent an email out at about just a little while ago.
That was a private email to you. I made no comment about this motion in the committee.
No, not in the committee, no. But you sent it out to me.
That was a private comment, Mr. Reyes.
Okay, but again, this is part of the business of this committee. So I don't think, that's why I didn't respond back, because I don't think it's a private comment. And I don't think stuff like that should be held privately. I think we should be able to
discuss things. Excuse me. Can you please read the motion? I ask you to read the motion.
Decorum here.
I'm pulling it up, Alex. I'm sorry. I'm not as adept at technology as you may be. Okay, here it goes. Resolved that the Pacifica National Board instructs the interim executive director to direct all station managers to immediately convene a strategic planning group at each station, including members of national and local governance selected by those bodies and members of paid and unpaid staff at the station, to develop a short-range, long-range strategic action plan covering the following: how to ensure the health and safety of station staff, paid, unpaid, and imaginarial volunteers, guests, and visitors; B, how to produce and air fresh content for the duration of the crisis through the provision of and training on remote production technologies, all paid and unpaid producers and programmers; C, how to raise funds effectively and on and off the air for the duration of the crisis and beyond; and D, how best to apply the resources, skill sets, talents available to the station in the most effective manner to meet the highest priorities for station's functioning, survival, growth, including 1, program evaluation, improvement, and development; 2, community engagement; 3, membership services and fulfillment; 4, fundraising and money-saving measures and accurate financial record-keeping; 5, training; 6, internal and external communication mechanisms. The planning process may include surveys, interviews with paid and unpaid staff, volunteers, listeners, LSP members, and the community advisory board. And I want to add community of inclusion as well, and other community members, stakeholders, and experts. Such strategic planning groups are to be constituted within 2 weeks of the adoption of the motion, and their membership reported to the IED and the PMB by each station manager. Each group is then to produce an initial plan of short and long-term goals, priorities, and steps for implementation within a month after constitution of the group for review by the IED. The local station board and the PMB, plan should include step-by-step actions to be taken, designation of accountable parties for implementation, as well as methods and criteria for assessing the success of steps taken and for adjusting plans accordingly in response to their successes or failures in accomplishing the steps in the plan. That is the motion for you.
All right, thank you. I would like to move that this motion be postponed until the next meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee.
Would that be a week from now, Chair?
Yeah, we just voted in the previous motion to have a meeting a week from now.
Yes, do that. This is Lydia.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Lydia, Dwayne, you want
to say? Yes, I was just going to say, and I think there has to be kind of a division of thinking. One thing is to do like a recovery plan for the auditor for right now, right? That's what we were kind of discussing before. This is a longer proposition if you're going to involve that many stakeholders. Most of the stations are in some form of fundraising and fund driving right now, and of course we're all in lockdown, so there are all kinds of challenges to what's being proposed. I'm just saying the time frame is not realistic at all. Normally, when we've had successful strategic planning, at least way back in the day here at KPFK, when it was the staff, the station staff and management first coming up with a draft, and then it would go to the LSB, and then the LSB would weigh in and changes were made, and then you had a strategic plan. But, you know, it takes just the scheduling alone around all of our committees that we have, local, national, and staffing, take longer. So, you know, the timetable has to be rethought. But I will raise it, even though we haven't passed anything. It doesn't preclude me from raising it with the managers and getting some input relative to the timetable. And there
okay.
you go. That would be just my input. So I would support postponing because I think, again, this is separate from a recovery plan that has to be that will go with the 2018 because then we're going to turn right around and need one for 2019, which I think will grow out of what is being proposed here. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes. I actually believe that it's going to take more than a week. In terms of full discussion and what Lydia's comments were, I suppose it's not even take more discussion. So next week, I think what may be too soon, but if the motion could be amended to read at our second most or next meeting that we take this issue up, because I think we're going to split a full meeting next week on the previous motion.
Well, I think let's just to simplify, let's just postpone for 1 week, and we can always next week we could always postpone again if we feel we're not ready. Let me just end by saying I think there are some good suggestions in this motion, but there are a lot of problematic issues with it as well. I don't want to get into that discussion right now, so I just prefer we postpone. So. Are there any objections to postponing?
Yeah, can I have the floor after you? I ask.
You have an objection to postponing?
No, I don't have an objection to postponing. I just want to state something.
Okay,
if that's not in order, that's fine.
No.
Okay.
Ahead.
No, I appreciate Lydia's input. I appreciate everybody's input, and I think a postponing is in order. I don't have any objection.
Okay, so I'll ask one more time. Are there any objections to postponing? Okay, then this motion is also postponed till the next meeting. And the next item of business is setting dates for future meetings. I'm not sure we're ready for that yet, except for the next meeting. If everybody agrees, I'll post the meeting for next Monday at the same time. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll have a discussion about ongoing future meetings next week. Okay, then that concludes our business. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, any objection? Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.